Foreword. This book is for all those who have become disillusioned by the idea of losing weight. It's for those who've tried and tried and failed and failed. Those who try to eat right and work out, yet always fall back into the trap of weight gain. I was the embodiment of that cycle. Year after year, I set and broke many resolutions. Promises to try for 1 month, 1 week, or even 1 day often failed as soon as my old temptations overpowered new will. These lapses were painful and wore down my confidence like a grindstone. However, this time was different. The particular set of requirements I set to avoid the Achilles heel of past diets served their purpose well. In fact, most of this book is an analysis and distillation of those requirements, including the tenets used to uphold them throughout the journey. The first requirement was that I would never be hungry. Suffering pain to lose weight seems to be the opposite of what it means to live a happy life. People have been fit for thousands of years without starving themselves. Therefore, why would I allow my body to waste away in agony? It would cause my soul to resent healthy living, and would build a false belief that health can be achieved or maintained only by suffering in a constant state of hunger. If weight loss is going to work for me, I would not allow myself to live with this sort of imagined pain. The second requirement was that I would spend no time on the process. No matter how much money a person makes, where they live, or what they do for a living, a minute is a minute to everyone. I was happy the way I spent my minutes. After all, I could never get more of them. I could not stand the idea of spending precious hours of my life hating the gym or lacing up joggers and hating a long run. I knew that if I had to dedicate any amount of time to losing weight, I would eventually consider it not worth the irreplaceable time and would often quit. This fact has historically been the largest contributor to the end of my previous weight loss journeys. To lose weight in a way which works, I would need to find a better way. This requirement codified that need. For the next several months, I embarked on a weight loss journey following both those rules. I never allowed myself to be hungry, and I never went to the gym, nor did I lace up any joggers. Miraculously, it worked. In the 6 months I gave myself to lose 35 pounds, I shot past that goal and lost over 50 pounds, all with zero exercise and zero hunger. I even continued to drink beer and eat at restaurants throughout the process. Since I reached my goal, I've not only kept off the weight, but have steadily lost more weight and became healthier. This book is the culmination of everything I've discovered over the past 15 to 20 years of yearning to lose weight. It's also the culmination of everything I used that helped me to achieve that dream. Introduction. Ever since I was a child, I'd struggled with weight. Being happy with my reflection in the mirror had become a lifelong goal, one which felt like a fool's errand after so many years. It was a life of always being the fat kid in school, feeling uncomfortable taking off my shirt at the pool, and always feeling bad for taking seconds or even thirds, but not being able to tell myself no. A story my dad often finds funny to tell has him coming to pick me up from a friend's birthday party. Upon his arrival, the friend's dad looked down from his deck and shouted, "Is that your boy? How do you feed him? He said 2 hamburgers and a hot dog." I was in the first grade. Food constantly held an outsized place in my life, and quite frankly, in my heart. The greatest moments in a day were those when a meal was placed down in front of me, and when I knew seconds could be easily accessed. Throughout high school and college, I tried many times to break this trend. I tried working out and following diets, only to relapse and consider them just a scam, or fad diets. At one point, I tried purging my meals. This had been an entire lifetime struggle, and one I know too many people carry as part of their identities. It's no longer part of mine. I've conquered the mountain of weight loss, and I did not find the solution in one book or one diet. No gyms, jogging, smoothies, or even diet pills were involved. What I did, both quite simply and necessarily, was change my view of food and leisure. First, the breaking point. I moved to California for work the summer I graduated college. With my girlfriend, I moved into a cozy one-bedroom apartment. Having a solid income post-graduation was, to say the least, incredible.